set you back a further £47,000. Most of the rest is even more expensive per unit of volume, but fortunately only needed in microscopic amounts. Thorium costs almost £2,000 per gram, but constitutes just 1/10,000,000th of a percent of you, so you can buy a body's worth for 21 pence. All the tin you require can be yours for 4p, while zirconium and niobium will cost you just 2p apiece. The 7/1,000,000th of 1% of you that is samarium isn't apparently worth charging for at all. It's logged in the RSC accounts as costing zero. Of the 59 elements found within us, 24 are traditionally known as essential elements, because we really cannot do without them. The rest are something of a mixed bag. Some are clearly beneficial, some may be beneficial, but we are not sure in what ways yet. Others are neither harmful nor beneficial, but are just along for the ride, as it were, and a few are just bad news altogether. Cadmium, for instance, is the 23rd most common element in the body, constituting 0.1% of your bulk, but it is seriously toxic. We have it in us not because our body craves it, but because it gets into plants from the soil and then into us when we eat the plants. If you live in North America, you probably ingest about 80 micrograms of cadmium a day, and no part of it does you any good at all. A surprising amount of what goes on at this elemental level is still being worked out. Pluck almost any cell from your body, and it will have a million or more selenium atoms in it. Yet until recently, nobody had any idea what they were there for. We now know that selenium makes two vital enzymes, deficiency in which has been linked to hypertension, arthritis, anemia, some cancers, and even, possibly, reduced sperm counts. So clearly it is a good idea to get some selenium inside you. It is found particularly in nuts, wholemeal bread, and fish. But at the same time, if you take in too much, you can irremediably poison your liver. As with so much in life, getting the balances right is a delicate business. Altogether, according to the RSC, the full cost of building a new human being, using the obliging Benedict Cumberbatch as a template, would be a very precise £96,546.79. Labor and VAT would, of course, boost costs further. You would probably be lucky to get a take-home Benedict Cumberbatch for much under £200,000. Not a massive fortune, all things considered, but clearly not the meager few dollars that my junior high school teacher suggested. That said, in 2012, NOVA, the long-running science program on the TV network PBS in America, did an exactly equivalent analysis for an episode called Hunting the Elements and came up with a figure of $168 for the value of the fundamental components within the human body, illustrating a point that will become inescapable as this book goes on, namely that where the human body is concerned, the details are often surprisingly uncertain. But of course, it hardly really matters. No matter what you pay or how carefully you assemble the materials, you are not going to create a human being. You could call together all the brainiest people who are alive now or have ever lived and endow them with the complete sum of human knowledge, and they could not between them make a single living cell, never mind a replicant Benedict Cumberbatch. That is unquestionably the most astounding thing about us, that we are just a collection of inert components, the same stuff you would find in a pile of dirt. I've said it before in another book, but I believe it's worth repeating. The only thing special about the elements that make you is that they make you. That is the miracle of life. We pass our existence within this warm wobble of flesh, and yet take it almost entirely for granted. How many among us know even roughly where the spleen is, or what it does, or the difference between tendons and ligaments, or what our lymph nodes are up to? How many times a day do you suppose you blink? 500? 1,000? You've no idea, of course. Well, you blink 14,000 times a day, so many that your eyes are shut for 23 minutes of every waking day. Yet you never have to think about it, because every second of every day, your body undertakes a literally unquantifiable number of tasks. A quadrillion, a nonillion, a quindecillion, a vigintillion. These are actual measures. At all events, some number vastly beyond imagination.